on Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, the program where we study the verses of the Quran with our dear, beloved, energetic Sheikh Habib. Salam alaikum, brother Habib.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, so we are on chapter 19 of the Quran, chapter Mary, verse 41. We've been talking about Abraham's father and the lessons that we can obtain from these verses. Let's listen to these verses and we'll be back for our discussion. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. It is we who will inherit the earth and whoever is on it, and to us they will be returned. And mention in the book the story of Abraham. Indeed, he was a man of truth and a prophet. Mentioned when he said to his father, O my father, why do you worship that which does not hear and does not see and will not benefit you at all? O my father, indeed there has come to me of knowledge that which has not come to you. So follow me, I will guide you to an even path.
Ya abati la ta'budi shaytana inna shaytana kana lirrahmani
O my father, do not worship Satan. Indeed, Satan has ever been, to the most merciful, disobedient.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. You just listened to verses 41 to 44 of chapter 19, chapter Mary from the Holy Quran. So last session we were talking about how the most important attribute that caught people's attention and respect, the most important attribute of Abraham, was his honesty. He was at such a level of honesty where his actions affirmed his claims, so it did not contradict his claims. On verse 42, Abraham says to his father, when he said to his father, "Father, why do you worship that which neither hears nor sees and is of no avail to you in any way?" So Abraham is talking about idols. The first question I would like to ask is, did they consider these idols as gods or representative of gods or beings that were so powerful that they needed their approval?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. There are some who believe that these are these things that created
actual gods.
Yeah, but there are very few. Others state that no, they are the connection between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe that God created us and made these as representatives. So we must worship them, thus we are worshipping Allah. Others state that pretty much they don't have that in their mind, who is Allah, who is God. They're just worshipping. And anyway, the important thing here is that what they abadu, they have one thing in common, that is worshipping these things.
And what does it mean to worship?
Worshipping, it's to, they have this precise term and definition for it in Ilmul Kalam. And it's pretty much to obey while believing that that person has the right or is the all-powerful, almighty thing that pretty much controls you. You're a servant of. That's the idea of worshipping. You're a slave, you're a servant, and you're obeying because he has higher rank to you, or that thing has higher rank than you and is controllable over you.
And that person is also powerful than God? Because there are a lot of people who now face
they believe
algorithms.
They believe
in algorithms nowadays.
That's believing in mud.
Yes, the material.
Material. That's something that we will talk about. وَمَا يَهْلِكَنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ. Because polytheism and worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shirk pretty much had a general, was talked to as a general thing. It wasn't talked to as a precise, this team or this sect or that sect. There was a general shirk, right? And most of them were idol worshippers. Some of them, yeah, were like the dahar believers, that we live and then we die. And we are following like causes. Mm-hmm. We are material.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break now. After the break, we'll talk more about this before moving on. Stay tuned.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 42 of chapter 19 of the Quran, chapter Mary. We're talking about what it means to worship. If in our community a person is more considered, more cares more about things like wealth and fame, are they being involved in a sort of polytheism or a sort of idol worshipping?
We have this idea that, for example, al-riya al-shirk al-khafi, showing off, or you know, showing off your prayers and your worships is something as considered as shirk. The reason behind it is because why you're praying, for example, or why are you giving this sadaqah, why are you doing this deed? You are actually obeying what people think. You're not obeying that person as well. You're obeying what that person thinks. The reason that you are, for example, fasting, the reason that you are staying away from prohibited actions, is actually because you're afraid of that person, for example. To that point, the only reason why I'm not doing this action, for example, I'm not drinking, I'm not eating what is haram, I'm not stealing, is because I'm afraid that this person will punish me. Thus, I am following them. As a true believer, as a Muslim, you do these actions, you stay away from these from certain actions for the sole purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordering you to. Now, of course, sometimes you do it as well and you say, for example, I'm staying away from doing this and also not to hurt myself. Also, for example, that my parents will be happy with me. But there is that I am doing it, the main reason I am doing it is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered me to. That's that idea of worshiping others.
The main
others.
Pillar.
Yeah.
So for instance, a friend of mine said that I would pray every day, but sometimes I might want someone to see me praying so that he would say, wow, this is such a good guy. But even if he wouldn't see it, I would still pray. That is not...
Yeah, even we have that in Minhaj al-Salihin, even the fuqaha, the scholars have this claim that you're praying. And if someone sees you, then it's not considered then riya. Mm-hmm. It's not considered riya. And other than that, of course, it's better to stay away from it. Of course, it is better to stay away from it. But is your prayers considered invalid? No. Going to your question, worshipping money. Yeah, there are some people who are actually worshipping money, even though they claim they are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They may be Muslims with the shahada, for example, but when you truly look at their soul, of course, this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are they really worshipping Allah or are they doing it for their fame, worshipping their own fame? They want people to follow them. They want, for example, more money. So it depends. Like, are they mustaqileen or those who eat and drink by, you know, scapegoating, I don't know how to put it in a better sentence.
What is mustaqileen?
Mustaqil istakhdam yani. Yani, da'aya yisawi. What's a good da'aya?
Uh-huh. Are they consumers of religion or followers
exactly.
of religion?
Exactly. There's like this mustaqil idea concept or consumer of religion. The only reason they are following a religion is because they want to gain their own needs and desires. And the only reason they worship and follow and cry and do whatever they do is because they want people to follow them. They want to gain.
They want
their own
fame
purposes.
In society and whatnot.
So yeah, it's not far away that people, yeah, they worship themselves. That's really a mystic, you know, it's like a mystic concept to this prayer.
Okay, after the break, we're going to talk about some of the doubts that are raised based on such verses. Let's talk about those and after the break, so don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 42 of chapter 19 of the Quran, chapter Mary. So we said that when the idol worshippers are worshipping their idols, some of them consider the idols as representatives of gods. Now, some of our Sunni brothers also think that the Shia are doing the same thing when they visit the shrines of their imams, considering them to be representatives of God subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is this true? And if not, how is it different to what the idols or idol worshippers are practicing?
We're not worshipping anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just put that out there. And if we go, for example, to the graves, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these graves, tawassul. So at the end of the day, the Imam alayhim salam, these graves, not only the Imam alayhim salam, we might go to the graves of the ulama as well. And it's well known here in Qom that you go and ask, for example, you go recite the Fatiha on the grave of Sahib al-Qawaneen al-Mirza al-Qummi. Something that you ask, it's something well known. There are many stories about, there's this book called The Fawadir al-Dawiyya. Let me just give it out to you, Hussein, right? And in it, he states that they state where the graves are of these ulama. And people go to the graves, you know, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِحَقِّ هَذَا الشَّخَصِ. Like, this person has a right, this person is a good person. I swear to you, Allah, by this,
for
person.
This person.
Yeah, for this person. Also, we also have in the sayings that when you go to the grave, ask your father and your mother for your dua, for their dua, their supplication,
for their blessings.
You go to the graves and you ask your parents to pray for you. That's what we're doing with the Imam alayhim salam. And we have that in the Tawqi' al-Nahi al-Muqaddasa, Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, where he states that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala If he accepts our supplications, he accepted it. If he didn't accept it, he's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So when we're asking our imams for a favor, can the imams grant that favor without having to go through God subhanahu wa ta'ala?
This is something, at the end of the day, bi-idhnillah.
It's with God's permission.
At the end of the day, it's with God's permission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could give some powers to even, you know, people after their death. They have the capability of bringing, of doing things.
But that doesn't, that's but they're not independent thing. Of God.
It's not independent of God. There's no way of being independent of God. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. But how you explain it differs. There are many different mystics who, you know, have different theories about it. That's something else. And we will reach it. We will talk about it, inshallah ta'ala, in different verses.
Inshallah.
So, in summary, to summarize this, we're not worshipping anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we go to the grave, we're not worshipping the grave. The idol worshippers would believe that they are powerful. They are how do I say it? Bi'arzillah.
Oh, they are equal to God.
They are equal to God. They can do it by themselves. If God wants something and they want something else, they might fight between each other.
Power.
That's their beliefs. And at the end of the day, this is just a rock. It's just a rock. It was just dates. Some people, there's this poem I remember reading that he got hungry, so he ate his god that he used to worship because it was made out of dates.
Well, that's a very close relationship with one god.
Yes, they have become one now.
They have become one now. Okay, thanks very much, Brother Habib. Today we talked about idol worshippers, what it means to worship things other than God, the danger of getting the danger of actually being followers of fame and wealth rather than God subhanahu wa ta'ala, becoming a consumer of religion rather than an adherent to religion, a follower of religion. And finally, we talked about the doubt that is raised about the Shia visiting graves and praying there. Thank you very much, Brother Habib. If our wonderful audience missed this episode, no worries. You can always download an archive of this episode and our previous ones from our website. Simply visit IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next episode, from me and the whole team here, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.